U.S. Envoy Dennis Ross has indefinitely postponed a planned trip to the Middle East. The delay further dims hopes for a breakthrough in Israeli-Palestinian peace talks before Mr. Clinton leaves office. Palestinian leaders have said they cannot accept the president's peace proposals without substantial revisions, and they have vowed to continue the uprising against Israeli occupation. As NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from the West Bank town of Nablus, the uprising is directed against Israel, but it also presents a challenge to Yasser Arafat's Palestinian Authority.
In the cafeteria of Najah University, overlooking downtown Nablus, young men who call themselves activists in the Intifada gather for hot tea. The collars of their leather bomber jackets are turned up over the checkered keffiyehs around their necks. Out the picture window, they point atop a steep, scrubby hill to an Israeli army post, and nearby to a rock formation where Palestinian gunmen hide and fire on the soldiers. These men are unanimous that such violence must continue. We're not against negotiations, says Yasser Abubakar, but Israel didn't respect the Oslo peace agreements. Oslo was one step toward our independence, he says. Now the fighting is another step. When asked if they would stop fighting if Arafat asked them to, these men hesitate, then say only, Arafat won't ask that. Political analyst Khalil Shikaki has a more direct answer. He says it's clear not all militia are acting on the orders of the Palestinian Authority, or PA, and not all would stop on its orders.
In my view, the PA's ability to exert influence and power over Palestinians is being reduced by the day.
Shikaki notes the PA was established through the Oslo peace accords and charged with carrying them out. With Oslo discredited, he says people are questioning the legitimacy of the authority itself. He sees it in subtle ways. People no longer obey traffic lights, he says. They don't listen to police. Throughout the crisis, the Palestinian parliament hasn't met once, and worse, no one cares.
And therefore, this process continues, we will obviously see the disintegration of the PA.
Disillusionment with Arafat's Palestinian Authority has been mounting for years, as long-held dreams of independence repeatedly crashed against the disappointing realities of this state in the making. Hussein Khader represents Nablus in the PA parliament.
We have no democracy, we have no law, we have no rules. Everything on the hand of the chairman Arafat. He surrounded with a corrupt people.
Khader complains that the Palestinian architects of Oslo put their own interests before the public's. He says PA leaders have grown rich off business deals with Israel, while for many of Khader's own constituents, life under the PA is hardly different than under Israeli occupation.
They have no roads, electricity, no water, nothing. They have nothing. What peace mean for those people? What Palestinian Authority, what BA mean for those people? Nothing.
Khader and others say those leading the Intifada are frustrated by these problems and want to effect change. But the first priority is ending Israel's occupation, and that is forcing at least the appearance of national consensus. No one speaks against Yasser Arafat. In fact, his standing has improved. Local Fatah leader Taysir Nasrallah says during the past 7 years, Arafat was reduced to being the leader of Gaza City, where the PA is based. With the Intifada, he came back as the true leader of all Palestinians everywhere. But analyst Khalil Shikaki says that will last only as long as Arafat supports the militant public mood.
And whoever stands for the continuation of the status quo, and if that includes the PA as being part of the peace process, then the PA will also be attacked.
At that point, Shikaki says Palestinians may well reassess the whole political system that sprang from Oslo and decide to start again. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Nablus.